Box office, Deadpool and Wolverine set R-rated record with $97 million second weekend. By Breitbart News on August 5, 2024. New York, AP, after 10 days in theaters, Deadpool and Wolverine is already the highest-grossing R-rated movie ever, not accounting for inflation. In its second weekend, the Marvel Studios blockbuster starring Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman continued to steamroll through movie theaters, collecting $97 million according to studio estimates Sunday. That raised its two-week total to $395.6 million, pushing it past the long-reigning top R-rated feature, The Passion of the Christ, which held that mark for 20 years with $370 million domestic. Worldwide, the Shawn Levy-directed Deadpool and Wolverine has quickly amassed $824.1 million in ticket sales, a total that already surpasses the global hauls of the first two Deadpool films. The 2016 original grossed $782.6 million worldwide. The 2018 sequel collected $734.5 million. The weekend's primary challengers both struggled. M. Night Shyamalan's latest thriller, Trap, managed a modest opening of $15.6 million at 3,181 theaters for Warner Bros. The film, starring Josh Hartnett as a serial killer hunted by police at a pop concert, didn't screen for critics before opening day and scored lower in reviews, 48% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, than Shyamalan's films typically do. Audiences gave it a C-plus cinema score. With a budget of about $35 million that Shyamalan largely finances himself, Trap didn't need a huge opening. But it may struggle to break even. This is a soft opening for an M. Night Shyamalan suspense crime thriller, wrote David A. Gross, a film consultant who publishes a newsletter for Franchise Entertainment. The writer/director's movies outearn other original thrillers by a wide margin. And that's true here, but this start is not on the level of recent Shyamalan films. The live-action Harold and the Purple Crayon, adapted from the classic kids' book, also didn't make much of a mark in theaters. THE Sony Pictures release debuted with $6 million. It, too, got dinged by critics, 28% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, though audiences, an A cinema score, liked it more. Harold in the Purple Crayon, which stars Zachary Levi, cost about $40 million to make. Twisters, the Universal Pictures disaster film, continues to kick up a storm at the box office. It held in second place with $22.7 million in its third weekend. Lee Isaac Chung's sequel to the 1996 original, starring Glenn Powell, Daisy Edgar-Jones and Anthony Ramos, has racked up $195.6 million domestically. While it has made less of an impression overseas, Twisters is holding particularly well in North American theaters, down just 35% from the week prior. Hollywood closed July with its best month in a year and its first $1 billion month since July 2023. While comparisons to last year aren't favorable, July was when Barbie and Oppenheimer were launched. A pair of Walt Disney Company releases in Inside Out 2 and Deadpool and Wolverine, the two top films of the year, powered a banner month for the movie industry. There will still be reminders, though, of harder times in cinemas earlier in the spring and early summer, when a sparse release calendar and a few notable flops put the box office at a deficit. On Friday, AMC Theaters, the largest North American chain, posted a $32.8 million loss for the second quarter of 2024. Estimated ticket sales for Friday through Sunday at U.S. and Canadian theaters, according to Comscore. Final domestic figures will be released Monday. 1. Deadpool and Wolverine, $97 million. 2. Twisters, $22.7 million. 3. Trap, $15.6 million. 4. Despicable Me 2, $11.3 million. 5. Inside Out 2, $6.7 million. 6. Harold in the Purple Crayon, $6 million. 7. Long Legs, $4.1 million. 8. A Quiet Place, Day 1, $1.4 million. 9. Darunapin Dehove, $615,782. 10. Bad Boys, Ride or Die, $600,000.